Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll also find a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. We have been looking at the perfect examples of Jesus. This morning, we want to look at our Savior's perfect example in practicing forgiveness. In Luke chapter 17, in verses 1 through 4, Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, then he said to his disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to those whom they do come. It would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and that he was thrown into the sea, then he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins again and against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns and says to you, 'Repent,' I say you shall forgive him." 70 times 7 in Matthew, the 18th chapter. In Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse number 21, Jesus said, "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall I, my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?' Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you up to seven times, but to 70 times 7. Again, what does he mean? He means as often as he asks, we have the duty to forgive him. We need to make it easy for others to seek repentance. Why? So we can have the opportunity to forgive them. God desires that all men would repent. We read that in two places in the scripture. In Acts 17, verse number 30, talking to the Athenians, he said, "Truly, these type of ignorance God overlooked, but he commands all men everywhere to repent." And in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all to come to repentance." Repentance is an absolute requirement in order to gain forgiveness. All are sinners, and all of us need forgiveness. Everyone is in the same category. In Luke chapter 7, verse 42 and 43, when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered him, "I suppose the one who is forgiven more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." So we need to practice forgiveness. All men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. We all have sinned. Every one of us are sinners, and every one of us are in need of forgiveness. We must have a willingness to forgive. Jesus had the willingness to forgive those people that were nailing him to a cross, those that were screaming for his life to be taken. In Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, he asked his father to forgive them, for they know not what they did. He had a willingness to give forgiveness, even for people who at that time were not seeking it. His willingness to forgive his disciples. In Matthew 26, verse number 56, when he predicts that Peter is going to deny him three times, and all the disciples said they would die for him, they would never leave him, they would never not leave him alone, but yet they all will forsake him. They all forsook him. In Matthew chapter number 26, verse 56. But what about Peter? Peter, in Matthew 26, had pledged that he would die for the Lord. And then he gets his opportunity. In Matthew chapter 26, we begin reading this account in verse number 69. Matthew 26, verse number 69. Now Peter was outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You were with Jesus also in Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And then when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to him, who were with her there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." And then a little later, while those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus when he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and he wept bitterly. Now, Peter had let the Lord down. In his greatest hour of need, in his greatest time of support, Peter had turned his back on him. But after the Lord was resurrected, we see that Peter and John were told, and they ran to the grave, and John got there first and looked in, but Peter ran to go into the tomb, and he saw the empty tomb. Can you imagine the great feeling of relief that Peter had, that he could make right what he had done, that now the Lord had been resurrected, he could go and he could seek forgiveness from the Lord for denying him? Do you think the Lord would not forgive Peter for denying him? Sure he would, and he did. And you know what? He would have forgiven Judas had he sought forgiveness instead of going out and hanging himself. But you know, the most important thing about forgiveness that we need to understand about the example that Jesus demonstrated is a teaching and a statement that he made in the Great Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, listen to the words of Jesus concerning forgiveness. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And so what we see is our forgiveness from God, from our sin, when we confess our sin, and our understanding and our willingness to have God forgive us is conditioned upon our willingness to forgive those who sin against us. And so we have to have this same kind of forgiveness that we see in the Lord. If you look at the public ministry of Jesus Christ, he was maligned, he was discredited, he was lied about, he was mocked, he was ridiculed. But on every time, he was willing to offer forgiveness. He was willing to turn the other cheek. He was willing to give them what they needed because of the love that he had for them. And so he had a willingness to forgive. And we must develop this same example of forgiveness in our lives. We have to swallow our pride. We have to have humility. And we must all realize that we're human and we make mistakes. We may say things that we ought not say. We may speak out of hand. We may speak before we have all the facts. And we may say things that we should not have said. And we're going to have to admit we made a mistake, and we're going to have to seek the forgiveness of those that we have sinned against. And that is our duty from God. And if we are unwilling to do that, God will not forgive us. Let me give you an example, ladies and gentlemen, in closing this morning. When before I started preaching back in Indiana, there was a situation that happened in the local church that I was a member of between one of the deacon's wives and the preacher's wife. And to this day, I really don't know all the facts, but there was a woman there, one of the ladies of the church there, who was bound and determined that she was going to humble the preacher's wife and make her come up and admit that she was wrong and seek the forgiveness. And to this day, I'm not sure that she had done any wrong, but she could see the problem that it was causing the local church. So one Sunday morning, she came forward crying with tears in her eyes, pleading that the brethren would forgive her and pray to God that God would forgive her for of anything that she had done that caused this dissension and problem in the church, and that she was sorry. And I can remember I was standing in the back, and we prayed for our sister. And then after the prayer was over, this woman who had really orchestrated all of this to get her to have to do that, leaned over to this other sister and said, she waited too long. The Lord might forgive her, but I will never forgive her. So what did I do? I opened my Bible and I turned to Matthew 6, 14 and 15. And I told my sister, you better go home and you better read this and understand that you need to be up there with her. Because if you're unwilling to forgive her, God will not forgive you. And that's exactly how this works. If we are so adamant and we're so arrogant and we're so unwilling to forgive somebody who have sinned against us, and we won't forgive them, and we will hold a grudge, and we will treat them differently, then God will not forgive us of our sins when we seek forgiveness from him. And so it becomes very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we as God's children learn to develop a heart of forgiveness, to be willing to forgive anyone who has sinned against us when they come and ask our forgiveness. But let me go one step further. Even if they never ask for forgiveness, even if they will never turn away from sin, we've got to be sure that we never, ever have a heart that is unwilling to forgive. If we are not willing to forgive them, God will not forgive us. We must always remember that Jesus put this condition in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 14 and 15, that our forgiveness is based upon our willingness to forgive others. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to lose our soul because we were so adamant and we were so hurt and our feelings, we let them get in the way and we would not be willing to forgive those who sinned against us? And then when we stand before God and we expect God to usher us into heaven, and he will ask us, why did you not forgive your brother? Why did you not forgive your sister? I was willing to forgive you. I forgave you of your sins, but you are unwilling to give your fellow brother the same benefit that I gave you. And we're going to find out that we'll lose our soul. So let us look at the perfect example of Jesus, who had a heart willing to forgive. Of all the things that people and groups of people did to Jesus, he was willing to forgive them. He was willing to give them another chance to demonstrate his love for them. And he had a forgiving heart. If we are going to be the kind of Christians that God wants us to be, God demands us to be, we're going to have that forgiving spirit. If we are unwilling to forgive others and follow the perfect example of Jesus in forgiving, even those who were nailing him to a cross, we will never be forgiven by God if we are not willing to forgive those who sin against us. Even if they don't ask, we must be willing to forgive them and never hold a grudge and never have hatred in our heart, but we must have a forgiving heart.